Well, Mr. Race has lost all his money. Even the bungalow was mortgaged to put over a big real estate deal, which didn't materialize. It was Jane's work with a social betterment club she joined that made the deal fall through. So Mr. Race hasn't yet had the heart to tell her or their friend Marge. Our scene now is the next evening after dinner at the bungalow. Marge sits reading a book. Mr. Race holds the evening paper in his hand but stares moodily into space. Jane is quite busy at the desk. Listen.
Here.
What'd you say, Jane?
I'm just filling up my checkbook here.
Your checkbook, yes.
If a bank makes a mistake and gives you $150 more than you should have, do you get to keep it or do you have to wait 30 days to see if somebody calls for it?
What was that again?
Well, what's the matter? I'm asking you a simple question.
Well, maybe I didn't hear it right. What did you say, Jane?
Marge, I'm not talking to you, and I wish you'd laugh only when you're spoken to.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jane.
The minute I say anything about it.
All right, stop arguing, Jane.
Well, I didn't start it.
Well, I don't know. We were all sitting here quietly until you spoke.
Well, it's on account of this checking account.
How about it again? What happened?
Well, I figured it up about 5 times. It comes out the same every time. They made a mistake of $150.
The bank did?
Yes. If I listen to them, I've got $450 in the bank.
$450? Where did you get all that money?
I haven't got that much. I've only got $300. This thing they sent me says $450. They gave me all an extra $150. Do I get to keep that, or should I tell them?
Well, no, I don't think I'd tell them.
But that's not honest.
I'm willing to make a bet that you made the mistake.
I knew you'd say that. Isn't that funny? The minute I asked you, I knew you were going to say I made the mistake.
Well, I mean, if I had my choice between you and the bank,
Isn't that disgusting, Marge?
Don't ask me. You told me to stay out of it, Jay.
Oh, yes. Well, you can come back into it now. Isn't that disgusting?
Yes.
It certainly is. I'm sorry I asked you, dear. Just don't bother.
Before we close the subject, where did you get all that money?
The $150? Well, the bank gave it to me by mistake.
No, I mean all that money. I didn't know you had that much money in that account.
Oh, well, you know the $100 you gave me to start the account with.
Yes, I know that $100 just from memory.
Well, then there's my weekly allowance.
Yes, but
and what Marge gives me every week for room and board.
But you couldn't possibly get up to $450 just from that.
It's $300. They made a mistake.
All right, even $300. How did you get to that?
Well, you know the money I made with Neil when he wrote all those stories about Joyce Blaine, the movie actress?
What?
Oh, did you make all that from those stories?
I didn't know that you got that much out of those stories as you and Neil wrote.
Oh, yes. They paid us a lot of money for those stories Neil wrote. I was surprised, too, but he said that's the way they do in Hollywood. He says it's the land of milk and money.
The land of milk and money?
Well, we don't get any more now. But for a while there, I was getting $25 some weeks and some weeks 50. Neil got half.
Well, that was quite a profitable business for you two.
I'll say the world. One week we got a check one day for $50. The next day for $25, and the next day for $50, and the next day for $25 again.
Well, $150 a week.
Yeah, so we don't get it anymore. It's
Wait a
all
minute.
Over.
Wait a minute. $150 in one week? Is that right, Jane?
Yeah, so we don't
well,
get
it. Well, let me see your checkbook there.
What about?
Let me see it. I want to see where the bank made the mistake.
Oh, here it is. And look at this. See, on this page, I've got $300 left, haven't I?
Yes. Let me see there. Yes, $300.
Then I get this big piece of paper from the bank with all my checks written on it.
Yes, a statement.
That's their statement. I didn't say that. They say I got $450. They just gave me somebody's $150 by mistake.
Oh, here it is. I thought so.
Where?
On these subs here. That week you took $150 in from those stories that Neil wrote. I see where you made a deposit each day and you didn't add it in.
Okay, you did.
Well, let me see.
Right here. You see that 50?
Yeah.
That's a deposit.
Uh-huh.
You didn't add it. There's a 25 you didn't add.
Oh, yeah.
And another 50.
Uh-huh.
And another 25. Well, that accounts for the 150. You just wrote it there and didn't do anything about it.
Oh, yes. Then I really got $450.
That's right.
Rolling in well.
Yeah, but what do you know about... I wonder how I happened to make a silly mistake like that.
Well, I wouldn't know, Jane.
$450. Well, that puts a new light on the whole thing, as the lady said when she kissed the towel.
What lady said?
I don't know, some lady. You know how they say. Well, this is certainly a surprise. I'm underdrawn.
Underdrawn?
Yes, instead of overdrawn.
Oh.
You know how everybody else is all the time. I remember once when we first got married, I had a checking account. Remember, dear? I was always having trouble with the bank then, too. Only then they didn't say I had 150 more than I thought. They kept saying I had less.
And I suppose they were wrong, then.
No, it turned out they weren't.
Yeah, you don't mean to say you wrote checks for more money than you had in the bank.
Oh, it was just an overdraft on my part.
An overdraft?
Yes, I wasn't doing it on purpose.
No, I suppose you weren't.
No, and I'll never forget the first time they sent me a letter about it. Remember, dear? Well, I was never so embarrassed in all my life. Well, I wasn't so much embarrassed as I was mad.
Mad?
Yes, at the man who wrote me the letter.
Oh, what was it? Just a form letter telling you were overdrawn?
Well, yes. He said they had looked at my account and found out I was overdrawn. Well, I got so mad, I sent the letter right back to him, and I wrote on it, me.
Me?
Yes, imagine the nerve of that man. Well, it sounds funny now, but at the time it happened, I was so mad I was in the red.
Yes, I gather you were.
I certainly was. But this is more like it. $450 instead of $300. Say, I've got a lot of filthy liquor here, haven't I?
Jane.
What?
I wonder if you'd lend me about $200.
Lend you $200?
Yeah, I'd like to borrow it, only for a little while.
Oh, stop it, dear.
No, I mean it.
How about some interest, my friend?
Interest?
Yes, I'm not going to sit by and watch Jane lend you money without charging you interest.
No, now, Marge, you're starting
to... Don't you do it, Jane. Make him pay you interest. Well...
Look, Jane, you're not using the money anyhow. Just let me have $200, and I'll pay you back when I get straightened out with something I'm working on.
Well, wait till you get straightened out with something you're working on, and you won't need the $200.
Nice work. Where'd you pick that up?
Oh, I heard him tell Johnny something like that.
But I'm not kidding. What good's the money lying in a checking account? Let me have the $200.
Oh, you're so repulsive, dear.
Oh.
I wonder if Laura's still doing the dishes. I want to tell her about this mistake, too. She was with me when I was figuring it up.
Oh, you and Laura were working on it, were you?
Yes, I think she's still there. Yes, I hear the dishes. Laura, they didn't make a mistake.
She and Laura put their heads together on the books and couldn't make it come out right.
Yes.
Why do you want to tease her about lending you money and all that?
I wasn't teasing.
Yes, I suppose you wanted to borrow $200 from Jane.
Well, yes, I did. Funny, isn't it?
Well, I think it's more than funny. It's just...
Sir, what's the matter with you?
What?
Well, you look so sort of somber. What is it? What's the matter? Something gone on? Is it that deal you were telling me about?
Deal?
It is. Ace, what happened?
Well, it's a long story.
And Jane doesn't know it?
Well, I haven't told her yet.
Well, told her what? What's the story? Tell me.
Well, the characters in this story are not fictitious. And any similarity to any persons living or dead is intentional. I wish to heaven it weren't.
What is all this? Will you tell me what you're driving at?
The deal flopped.
Flopped?
I'm wiped out.
No.
The truth, Mark.
Oh, you have to tell her.
I know I do. I've been trying to get up the courage all day to tell her.
Well, when did it happen? How'd you find out so quick? I thought it would be a week or so before.
Yes, I thought so, too. It happened before I could even...
But you've been going to business every day.
No, I've been going to the office every day, just sitting around. I paid the rent on that for another couple of weeks. It gives me a place to lie around and think what a sap I was.
Oh, Amy.
I dismissed my secretary yesterday with 2 weeks' pay.
You did?
I'm going to get something on the furniture, I guess, and a few dollars out of this house. Most of that mortgage up to the hill.
This house?
Yes, it's a pretty picture, isn't it?
Oh, poor Jane.
Oh, don't remind me of it.
Oh, but you have to tell her. You can't let her go.
Can't tell her. I've been trying.
And that $200 you were just...
Yes, on? Even that.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's worse than you think.
What could be worse than that?
Well, this is going to put the finishing touches to the picture. How do you think the deal happened to fall through?
Well, how?
Now, I'm not trying to shift the blame, you understand. But the deal I had in mind putting over was selling a certain piece of property to the city. And that... Well, wait a minute now. This is the part you've got to swear not to tell anybody.
What is it?
I want your solemn promise, Marge, that you won't tell this to a soul. I'm not even going to tell this part to Jane.
Well, I promise. What is it that you can't tell Jane? I'm sure that once she gets over the shock of this, she'll come through with flying colors.
No, not this part. And I have your promise now. That property I was going to sell the city, that was the property the woman's club that Jane belonged to was fighting against.
Doug, well, said it was just a meal.
But, please.
But, oh, my heavens, Jane, didn't you tell Jane? Why didn't you tell me?
I was told that the woman's club didn't mean anything. We were expecting this agitation, but I was told they didn't have a chance.
Oh, good heavens.
Before I knew it, it was all over. I was clean.
Oh, I just don't know what to say.
One thing you won't say is what I just told you. To Jane, I mean.
But you're going to have to tell her about the other aunties. You just have to. You can't leave a thing like this just hanging fire.
Oh, that Laura the Stream. She keeps saying it's lucky we found the mistake. And I keep telling her we're lucky we found the $150. Oh, she's so dumb. I don't know what I'd do without her. Now, dear, show me where I have to add it up in my checkbook.
What?
I want you to show me how to fix it up.
Oh, the checkbook.
I'll have to erase all these pages here now, won't I? It's lucky I didn't write it in an incredible ink. Tell me where I should put it.
Not now, Jane. I don't know anyhow.
You don't know? Oh, he doesn't know. Come on.
I don't know what you...
You don't know? Well, if there's anything you don't know about business things, I'd like to find it out. Isn't he disgusting, Marge, the way he... Marge, what are you doing?
I don't feel well, Jane. I'm going to bed.
Where is it, Marge?
Good night.
Oh, what's the matter with her? She was feeling all right a minute ago.
I don't know, Jane.
You know what I think it is? Neil.
Neil? What do you mean, Neil?
Well, it's because he hasn't any money and he can't get married. Isn't it a shame money is so important?
Oh, it is, huh?
Well, sure. You can't expect a girl to be married to somebody that's broke.
Oh. But, Jane, you're always saying a wife, you take the bitter with the better.
Well, yes, I know I do. But, well, I guess it's easy to say that when we've got everything.
Oh, so that's it. It's easy to say.
Well, Jane isn't making it any easier for Mr. Ace to tell her, is he?